What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday at this time, we check in with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. You can see Jeff on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And don't forget our brand new KDK Radio YouTube page. It has been a very busy week for Mr. Hathorn, and no shortage of sports stories. Let's start with Steelers training camp. You basically have been living up there, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's nice and cool inside.
Yeah, it's going to be really hot for the next 3 days. Now, they do get a break on Tuesday tomorrow, right, from the drill.
Today.
So today is going to feel like probably 100 degrees on the turf up there at St. Vincent College.
Well, they're off today.
Oh, they're off today.
So, yes.
And back tomorrow. That's right, during the regular
back
season.
Back tomorrow for the hotter day.
Yeah, during the regular season, they have the Tuesdays off. So no camp today. So you get a break.
Correct. And yes. Camp.
So what are some of the takeaways over the weekend from camp?
So I want to start with this disclaimer. They are in shorts and jerseys, and that's it. So it's really hard to get a full grasp of what they're doing right now. Or it's really easy, let me put it this way, it's really easy to overreact to something that you see right now, good and bad. But I think the defensive backs have been pretty decent. I think they've made plays, they've been active, considering it's pretty much an all-new group that's trying to learn communication. I think they're picking that up pretty fast. I think we've seen some nice runs from the running backs, but again, I mean, we're without pads, so that's been sharp. And I think from the Aaron standpoint, the fact that so many players say how down-to-earth he is and how much he likes to joke around and how he's made everybody feel comfortable and how all this stuff they heard about him is nowhere near what he is when he's in the huddle or in meetings or outside the dorms just, you know, shooting it up. So it's I think that has been a really interesting story for me, is to see what, and that does mean that this is what he was like in Green Bay and New York, but to watch Aaron Rodgers work and what people are saying about him, his teammates are saying about him.
Yeah, and I would imagine, they're trying every which way to get him to, ignite him. I know Kyle Brandt from the NFL Network, or what's his, did I get that right?
NFL Network.
Yeah, NFL Network, asked him about reacting to what Bradshaw said about eating bark and all that stuff. And I thought he handled it really well. He seems to be genuine in his comfort, and he seems to be enjoying the experience so far. I mean, he's a seasoned veteran. He knows the game, but he's been quite a diplomat, frankly.
Yeah, and listen, he is very intelligent. He knows what he's saying. He knows what things trigger. I mean, he gets that part of it. you know, he has said previously that this is probably his last year. And maybe there's just a sense of relief of, hey, I'm going to go enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy the entire process. I'm not going to get worked up in things. And I would add, all of that sounds great in camp. But then it is, how does the reaction come after a loss? Or if there are two losses in a row, especially if a receiver ran the wrong route and something. I mean, that's when you truly find out about a team, is when they deal with that type of adversity. But, man, everything you would want to see in camp, you're seeing. And now tomorrow you get to see it at a football level because the pads come on.
Yeah, that's a significant change. And then on Friday night at Latrobe's High School Stadium with their annual event, that's a big fan favorite. That said, before we talk about the Hall of Honor inductees, how about the crowds? I've seen some of the videos posted of people just in long traffic lines just to get into the parking lots. You've been there. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been good. I wouldn't say, I mean, they've always had big crowds. I mean, last year, I think there was curiosity with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And I wouldn't say that it's been record setting or over the top, but the crowds have been really good. And you find that they have a couple of early favorites. Will Howard is definitely one of those favorites. Caleb Johnson is one of those favorites. Metcalf is one of those. DK Metcalf, the new receiver, is one of those favorites. But when Will Howard makes a nice throw, you start hearing things in the crowd about looking ahead into the future, which, again, we're only a few practices in, and nobody's getting hit.
I would love to see him be successful down the road. I think he's taking the right tact. I'm learning everything I can from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is saying I'm willing to share anything he's willing. You know, I don't want to overstep my bounds. So those kind of things bode well for the future. All right, Hall of Honor inductees. Three guys that we know very well, all Super Bowl champs. Starting with Marquise Pouncey, former center. Then you have Joey Porter. And then, of course, Big Ben. So that bodes well when they do that during the season. They'll have a special weekend for that. But I guess no surprises there.
No, I mean, I think Art Rooney used the phrase no-brainer when it came to those three. And I think for most of the people listening, you watch these guys. So there are times when the Hall of Honor inductees are someone that comes from an early era of Steelers football where people haven't seen it. I would say most people listening have watched Ben Roethlisberger play in his career and watched Marquise Pouncey and probably watched Joey Porter. And yeah, I mean, these are three obvious, I mean, the lineage of centers with Marquise Pouncey and his leadership. What Art said about Joey Porter being a real catalyst for the reason they won Super Bowl 40, I thought, was interesting. And then, I mean, Ben owns most of the passing records for the franchise. So, and I'm glad they put Ben and Pouncey in together because I think that's how they each would want it.
All Kevin Colbert's guys from back in the day, former GM Kevin Colbert. All right, let's shift gears. Cooperstown. Go ahead if you want to finish a thought.
No, I was just going to say quickly, and for Joey to have it happen on his son's 25th birthday, the anniversary of him becoming a father with his son being the starting corner for the Steelers is, I mean, maybe we oversell that a little bit, but I mean, you can imagine if you're a dad to have all of that happen on that day.
Yeah, and your son's a player with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty extraordinary. Cooperstown, the late Dave Parker, represented by his son, Dave II, reading a poem his dad gave to him, which was very emotional and well-received, and I thought the perfect cap to his induction acceptance.
I'm very thankful that Dave knew that he was going in the Hall of Fame. I'm sad that he couldn't be there, but he was a Hall of Fame player. I mean, Larry, we've had these talks. I mean, it was overdue. I mean, you just had to watch him play to know that he was a Hall of Famer, and I'm glad that he is finally in there. It was a pretty incredible class that he went in with as well. And maybe he gets more national attention if, you know, the class is smaller, but I mean, there's nothing small about Dave Parker. Just watch his game. He could do everything.
Yeah, the rocket arm, and we all know that bat. He hit a lot of great long balls and won a lot of games for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The takeaway for me is he said, as, you know, speaking of his dad writing it, "I'm a pirate for life," and that's how he wanted to be known. Certainly here in Pittsburgh, that resonates. Well, Jeff, you get a little break today?
Little break today.
Hydrate, please.
Barring some trades by the baseball club, we'll kind of see how this day plays out. That's very much in play today.
All right, well, enjoy this off day and then back to the heat tomorrow. Drink plenty of water, please, for God's sake. Thank you, Jeff.
I will
hydrate. All right. Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Big K Morning Show. Yeah, it's going to be hot up there in Latrobe tomorrow. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick home, a chance to win tickets to a special event right now. This is, and I love this, the Brotherhood of Rock at Star Lake coming up on August 10th, featuring Styx and Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon at the Pavilion at Star Lake, along with Don Felder from the Eagles, and guess who? Donnie Iris and the Cruisers are going to be there, and you get a chance for free to see the show. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Aaron will take caller number 7. A great show. And speaking of shows, we've got a great charity opportunity for you on Friday night at The Cellar, Pittsburgh's original winery on 28th and Smallman. It's the Yinzer Comedy Night. I'm an MC. We'll have special guest rock comic Mark Eddy and my friend Jimmy Krenn, who joins us. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I tell you, I'm so excited for the show this Friday evening for such a great cause. That's what it's all about, doing stand-up and radio for 40 years. There's nothing better than having the opportunity to give back. And this organization, Phase 4, is just a tremendous organization. And Larry, myself, and Mark Eddy, we can't wait for Friday at the original Pittsburgh Winery, right?
Yeah, we've done a show together many times now. We did one in Bradenton to kick off spring training earlier this year. And I love how you build this a night of comedy with a cause. And this is a home game for you, for those that don't know. You were born literally blocked.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
From The Cellar, Pittsburgh Winery, in the Strip District.
right down the street, buddy. 100% of the proceeds going to this great cause. We should have the Coldplay cam, I guess, right, Lair?
The Kiss cam.
Might have the Coldplay Kiss cam. And so everybody knows ahead, you know, we're giving everyone, don't duck out of the way. It's not a good move. Don't bring attention to yourself. Just if the Coldplay, if Larry and I hit you with the Kiss cam, just stand straight and smile, right, Larry?
Don't duck down and wave your hands. And no. I want to thank Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, who founded Baysport Learning Center, and with her late husband, Tom, and has graduated thousands of people. And she was one of our hometown heroes, recognized now over 10 years ago for the work she does with our youth. So it's a great way to spend an evening. And obviously, how do you describe what Mark Eddy does, Jim?
I would say Mark is the most unique act in the country. He is a rock comedian, a rock and roll comedian. He somehow has combined rock and roll and comedy, and it is a force, right? I mean, it's goes beyond comedy, really does. He does impressions. He sings. It's just a phenomenal show. And then Larry and I will jump up at the end of the show. We do, you know, a few parody songs with Mark. And I think we're like the new Three Stooges, Larry. That's what I say.
Well, I'm Larry, so that's easy for me. So
exactly.
How do you describe Mark and then you? That's all up to you.
Well, I'm curly since I'm getting a beer gut, and Larry can be Mo.
I know, but aren't you on? You said you were on a diet.
I'm trying, Larry. I'm trying. I'm intermittent fasting, but I'm eating every half hour, which is not good. I got to spread it. It's got to be longer than 30 minutes. That's the move.
But you've been on a diet for a month, though. How much have you lost?
Well, I'm up 2 pounds. And I'm wearing stretchy pants right now. That's as bad. When you start wearing stretch pants, if you see me in warm-ups everywhere, that's bad. That means I really have to dig in. I'm going to have to concentrate.
You're up
for the
to.
Show. Downtown by the show by Friday.
Well, the cellar, the original Pittsburgh Winery, 28th Penn Avenue in the Strip District, Comedy for a Cause for Phase 4 Learning Center, Jimmy Cran along with Rock comedian Mark Eddy, and I'll be there too. Looking forward to this. It's a lot of fun. Doors open at 7, showtime at 8. Jim, I'll see you in the Strip District.
I can't wait, Larry. It's going to be a party. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, man. Walking through the newsroom in the last hour, I saw Marty Griffin, who returns from his hiatus.
Yes, a vacation.
But he was wearing some type of foot apparatus on his right foot.
Yeah, he has a regular tennis shoe on the left, and I noticed that there was some type of a, I don't know what it is, but got to find out what happened there.
Aaron, do you have any idea what happened to Marty?
I haven't seen it yet. Does it look like a cast?
Not a cast, but definitely some type of supportive apparatus.
Some type of orthopedic device.
Orthopedic device.
We'll
yes.
have to find out.
Yes, it is.
I'm hoping we'll get, you know, the word on what occurred, what transpired, Marty.
Yeah, fresh back from vacation. And
I'm sure we'll need to light into it this morning right from the get-go,
yeah,
by the way.
I'm dying to know what happened. And I'm sure he'll let us have it coming up. So I thought this was significant and wanted to share this. Dave Parker, inducted into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown yesterday, along with legend from Wampum, PA, Dick Allen, who is also a posthumous inductee and long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave Parker's son, Dave Parker II,
who looks just like his father.
He does. Oh, my gosh. When I saw him, he had to do a double take. He's the younger version of his dad.
No question.
Spitting image. And his family was there. And this is just a moment. And what a perfect way to cap his induction speech.
Pops wanted me to leave everyone with this poem that he wrote that he gave me a long time ago. And he said if he ever made it here to read it. So that's what I'm about to do. Here I am, 39, about damn time. I know I had to wait a little, but that's what you do with fine age wine. I'm a pirate for life, wouldn't have it no other way. That was my family, even though I didn't go on parade day. I love y'all. the Bucks own my heart. Because those two championships I got, y'all played in the first part. I'm in the hall now. You can't take that away. That statue better look good. You know I got a pretty face. Top tier athlete, fashion icon, sex symbol. No reason to list the rest of my credentials. I'm him, period. The Cobra. Known for my rocket arm, and I will run any catcher over. To my friends, families, I love y'all. Thanks for staying by my side. I told y'all Cooperstown would be my last ride. So the Star of Dave will be in the sky tonight. Watch it glow. But I didn't lie. On my documentary, I told y'all I wouldn't show. Thank you.
Absolutely touching, and so Dave Parker.
I love that that's the way he closed out his acceptance speech on behalf of his dad.
It's just perfect.
Yeah, it was just the perfect touch. And I think a lot of Pirates fans love to hear Dave Parker, even in passing, saying, I'm a Pirate for life.
Oh, sure.
And before we move on, Aaron Rodgers was interviewed on the NFL Network by Kyle Brandt.
And boy, was this something.
Yeah, he was asked about this, and this was before the Steelers actually signed Aaron Rodgers.
This is like having a hot potato, like a hand grenade thrown at you.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw had made a comment about why don't he, well, let's just share this moment. And I thought Aaron Rodgers handled this beautifully.
Okay, everybody's going to get a little squirrely now. Someone had a nuclear take on you. Terry Bradshaw, number 12 from the Steelers. Terry Bradshaw says, Rodgers to the Steelers. I wrote it down because I want to get it right. It's a joke. Stay in California, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods.
Well, I whisper to the gods every single day.
Damn right.
I've known Terry for a long time, okay. being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk about. I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, that we'd have a good friendship, because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done, because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over, Tom Brady. You know, we're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
I thought he handled that really well.
You know, if you had to score it, you'd call it 10 out of 10, 5 stars, however you want to put it. You know, he didn't go there. He elevated the conversation and didn't go in the ditch.
Smart. He's been really good with the answers so far.
You know, I was just thinking about that as we were listening to him. I thought, you know, every time he's been given the opportunity, he has said almost exactly the right things.
Yeah, 100%. I really enjoy actually the interactions. And that was, it was a gotcha moment, to be honest. They were in the middle of a longer conversation. And that kind of came out of nowhere, which now that he did it, he put that to bed and moving on. So we'll see. They do have the day off. Jeff Hathorn will be there tomorrow at St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
So I guess this is a day off for Jeff today?
Yeah. He said unless somebody makes a trade.
Well, yeah, that could happen too.
And we're going to find out why Marty is wearing a orthopedic apparatus on his right foot coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.